This is Not Your Average Online Marketing Podcast, episode number 20. And in this episode, we're talking about budgeting for Facebook ads. How much should you spend? How much can you spend? And what does it take to create a successful budget for a campaign? So let's get into it. Hey, 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 not so average marketers. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Now, this week, I want to talk about something that really comes up time and time again when I'm talking to my audience, when I'm talking to my students, when I'm talking to my clients. And that is they say, Zach, how much do I need to spend on Facebook ads? We recently launched a 6-week Facebook ads bootcamp. And that was one of the most common questions that came up from people was, how much do I need to spend to make this successful? And I wanted to talk about this on the podcast today because the reality is there's no one answer. So I think it's important to start there that I'm not going to sit here on this show and go $500 a month, end of show, which I don't think you expected anyway. But I think it's important that we talk about how do you actually figure out and determine what you should be spending on Facebook ads. So if you're sitting here saying like, okay, I do want to get into Facebook ads, but where do I even start when it comes to spending money? The first thing I tell people is you have to start with your goals. Okay, we can set a clear framework of like a minimum spend, and we'll kind of talk about that in a few minutes as well. But you have to start with your goals. What is it that you want to achieve with Facebook ads? Okay. If you want to do lead generation, which we're going to talk about a little bit later, you have to figure out how many leads do you want a day, right? If you're saying, I want to grow my list 300 people a month, then you need 300 leads over the course of 30 days, which comes down to about 10 leads per day. Now, this is a great place to start because you can actually start running some really simple ads to start to figure out about what you spend per lead. So what I like to do to kind of figure out how much I'm going to spend on Facebook ads is I start by doing a testing campaign, okay? So what a testing campaign is where I'll spend $50 a day for 24 to 48 hours testing a bunch of different audiences, ad creatives, combinations to ultimately figure out what's going to give me the best results for my ads. Now, once I've done that, what I can do is say, okay, my average cost per lead is hovering around this number. So to give you a really specific example, we're running an ad right now about freebies and how to come up with a really great freebie. We actually talked about it on the podcast last week, how to create a really awesome freebie. And we're running ads to that and we're getting leads for just under $1.75. Our leads are coming in right around $1.69 as of the time I'm recording this. So I know that if I want to generate 10 leads a day, that I need to spend about $17 a day to get results. Now, what I recommend is that you don't just say, oh, $17 a day, there's my results. What I say is tack on an extra 20 to 30% or round up a little bit if you're not comfortable increasing it that much. So I would say, hey, if I want 10 leads a day, I'm actually going to spend closer to $20 a day because it leaves me a little wiggle room. Right? So just to kind of recap, what I do is I set up a campaign. I'm testing it across a variety of different audiences and ad sets and copy and creative. And I'm basically saying what's going to give me the best return for my money. And once I have a clear number of what I'm spending per day, then I can look at my lead generation budget and say, well, this is what I need to spend a day to hit that goal. So instead of asking the question, hey, how do I actually, you know, budget for my Facebook ads or how much should I spend? I'm saying I need to spend this amount to hit this goal. The reason that this is so powerful is because you can also look at this and go, you know what? I don't want to spend $25 a day on Facebook. I'm doing the math, Zach, and that's like $750 a month. And that just doesn't make sense for me and my business right now. And that's okay. If that's what you come up with, then this is where it gets really cool. You can crunch the numbers and say, look, I'm only willing to spend $500 a month, which comes down to like $15 to $20 a day. And you can say at $15 to $20 a day, I'm going to generate 8 or 9 leads a day, which is about 240 to 250 leads over the course of a month. And then you can kind of sit with that and say, hey, is that enough? Do I hit my goals? Is that worth it for me to be running ads to hit those kinds of numbers? So the average person, but you're not average, says, how much do I spend a month? But you say, I'm gonna crunch my numbers. I'm gonna calculate my goals and I'm gonna determine where my comfort zone is and where my goal zone is. And I tell people all the time, my ideal is to find that middle ground, right? When it comes to Facebook ads and your budget, you might say like, I'm fully comfortable spending $300 a month, but my goals say I need to spend $600 a month. Well, then what you can do is stretch yourself just a little bit, right? Don't put yourself in debt over running Facebook ads, but maybe you're like, I'm totally comfortable at $300, but $450 feels like a real stretch, right? You know, we've heard the quotes, we've heard the anecdotes, right? That success is just outside your comfort zone. So if you're totally comfortable at $300 a month, then what I tell people is, hey, spend $400, spend $450, push yourself a little bit if you can financially afford it, because that's where that magic is gonna happen. That's where that growth is gonna take place. Now, realistically, if you're like, Zach, I'm listening to this episode, numbers make me go cross-eyed. Can you give me just like a baseline that you like to spend? For me, I don't like to spend less than $10 a day. Okay, so when I'm talking to new clients, I'm like, look, just be willing to spend $10 a day. It's $300 a month. It's gonna give you some good lead generation. We'll also talk to you a little bit later about some of the more advanced ads that you can be running and how they factor into the overall budget. I won't go too far into how to run ads today, but I will let you know that back in episode 4, we talked about how to always be running ads that kind of grow your list and your social presence. So if you're like, well, what should the breakdown of that $10 a day be? Go listen to episode 4 and we'll link that up in the show notes for you as well. And we'll show you kind of how to spend your money. But if you're like, I just want to know what to spend, $10 a day minimum, but crunch the numbers, okay? Because here's the reality, you can expand or increase your ad spend and reach with time, okay? The thing about business is that we get so tripped up into kind of wanting everything to happen right away. We say, I need this now, I need this right away, I need this as fast as possible. And the truth is, there's so much time, okay? You don't have to do everything today, you don't have to do everything tomorrow, you don't have to do everything this month or this year. You know, I've been in business for 7 years and I can honestly say that there are seeds I planted years ago that are just starting to blossom, and there are seeds I planted last week that are starting to blossom. So the goal isn't to do this all in one fell swoop and say, I'm just gonna spend $3,000 on ads to this month and I'm gonna see a massive growth in my business overnight. That's just not realistic, and it's not something that you wanna do. Because one of the things that I really wanted to cover on this show is, just because you have money to spend on Facebook doesn't mean you should throw it at Facebook in an effort to solve your business problems. Because Facebook ads are just one piece of the bigger picture. And so if you're like, I've never run ads before, but I'm gonna spend $3,000 this month, here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna blow through that money, you're not gonna see the results you want, and you're ultimately gonna be kicking yourself for spending money without knowing where that return is coming from. So just to kind of go a little bit deeper on that, what I want you to understand is that I like to start smaller and scale up my spend over time. So if you're like, I could really spend, you know, $100 a day, I say, look, crunch your numbers, crunch your goals, but maybe you start at 25 or 50 a day and you increase your ad spend over time as you figure out what works, as you learn the ad strategies, right? As you figure out what it takes to be a success based on your numbers, goals, and metrics. Now, I want to take a moment, if you're listening to this episode and you're saying, Zach, this all sounds great, but how the heck do I even run Facebook ads? How do I get started? Well, I do have a 5-day on-demand lead generation with Facebook ads bootcamp. You can head over to bootcamp.heartsoulhustle.com. Again, that's bootcamp.heartsoulhustle.com. And I have a training that teaches you exactly how to run simple lead generation ads that grow your email list. Now, we sell this for $25 and it's completely accessible. We've made it completely beginner friendly. So if you're like, how do I start growing my list? How do I spend that $10 a day? We break it down in that training. So go check that out if you're like, I just want to get started. We've made it $25, so it's crazy accessible. And it's one of my favorite ad resources that we send people to. Now, back to the episode, what I want you to understand is that there are various ways that your ads can convert to customers. So if you're just growing your email list, if you're like, I'm just growing my email list to prep for my next launch, then I want you to be thinking about the long-term return on your ad spend, right? If you're like, I'm gonna grow my email list to 1,000 and then I'm gonna launch to them, well, you're not gonna see a return on your ad spend for that first 1,000 leads. So you also need to be asking the question, how much can I spend before I need to see a return? Whereas if you're running Facebook ads to, like, say, an email sales funnel, then you could be running ads, growing your email list, but also pitching a product that helps you recoup some or all of your ad spend. So what I want you to think about is that if you're running ads, you really need to be tracking how they're doing and the results. Now, if you're versed in the Ads Manager, you can do a lot of this tracking right in the ads dashboard. But if you have a funnel, you need to be keeping track of how people are converting. How much are you spending on your ads versus how much are you returning in sales and customers? What ends up happening is that you're doing a lot of work to grow the list or grow the funnel, but you're not knowing if you're returning a positive ROI. And here's one thing I'll tell you about Facebook ads. The point is not just to grow your list or fill your funnel. The point is to return a long-term ROI. Right? It's to grow that business. So I track my ad spend and the results that I'm seeing monthly so that I can look at what's working. I can look at what's going well. I can look at what's converting. So like we have a funnel running right now for our membership and we're putting 1,000 leads into it. And then we're taking a breather and we're saying, how did those 1,000 leads convert to an offer? Because if we don't do that, what ultimately happens is we say, oh my gosh, my list grew by 1,000. Look how great it is. And we lost money, right? Or we don't see a positive ROI and we go, oh, we wouldn't have known that if we hadn't tracked. Okay. The other thing that goes into that is that you want to keep track of your ads about every 24 to 48 hours. Now, once you get a good lead generation ad going, you don't have to obsess about it every moment. You don't have to be thinking about it 24/7. What you do have to do though is check in on it every 24 to 48 hours. What's working? What's not working? And you may need to cycle in new copy and creative. So there's something that we call ad fatigue in the ad world. And what it basically means is that an ad doesn't last forever, right? It lasts for a while and then the ad will stop converting. It'll stop converting and people will go, oh, I've seen this before. I don't need to click on this. Or it just gets too expensive beyond what you're looking for. And your goal that we talked about at the very beginning of the episode is no longer in alignment with the numbers that your ads are generating. So keep in mind that you may have to cycle through new copy, new creative, new ad. And when doing that, you can bring your costs back down. And so there's also this element of like, you may wanna increase your budget by 10, 15%. And add on another ad that's always testing new copy and creative. Now, full transparency, I could be better at this myself. We don't always test new copy and creative. Sometimes we get that home run conversion rate and we just run with it. But it is helpful to always be testing new copy and creative. So I wanna kind of recap and leave you with a thought. I know this is a shorter episode, but I really just want you to not feel overwhelmed by this and just think, I can do this. I can set a budget. I can get started. So first things first, start with your goals. What is it that you want to achieve with your ads? Once you have that goal, test out some ads. Spend $50 to $100 to get some key metrics. Once you have those metrics, how your ads are converting, what you're paying per lead, then crunch some numbers, right? Crunch some numbers to figure out, how much do I need to spend? How much should I spend? And then the minimum spend that I recommend a month is about $300 or $10 a day. Remember, you can always expand your budget with time. You don't have to start at $1,000 a month or $1,000 a day or $1,000 an hour. you can start at 10 bucks a day and just kind of get out there. And we talked about how if you're thinking about how do I run these ads, how do I get started? We have that bootcamp, bootcamp.heartsoulhustle.com. It's a 5-day training to get you off the ground and running list building ads. Then we talked about the funnel versus lead generation. You need to be thinking about when you're going to see an ROI from your Facebook ads and keeping track of it. So track your ad spend and your results so that you know how the business is doing and the state of your Facebook ads. Once your ads are up and running and you're spending the amount you want to spend, you need to check your ads every 24 to 48 hours to make sure that they're still converting successfully. And if they're not, you can cycle in new copy and creative to avoid that ad fatigue that we talked about. So I want to leave you with this closing thought. Budgets can be small but mighty. You don't have to spend massive amounts of money to start seeing that needle move in your business. Now, yes, the more you spend, the more you can return. But start at $300 a month. Just start. Because I can honestly say that Facebook ads have been one of the best things I've done for my business. I started very early on with them. I continue to use them to grow my business. And I think that you would see a massive benefit from it too. Now, if you enjoyed this episode and you want access to any of the resources that we mentioned, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/NYAP020. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/NYAP020 for Not Your Average Podcast, episode number 020. And check it out. We'll have a full transcript of the show. We'll have all of those resources listed for you. And I really just want to encourage you to get out there and test some Facebook ads because they can be an absolute game changer for your business, for your growth, and for your conversions. So that's it. Get out there, build your budget, run some ads. And until next week, stay not so average.